It is time for another Classic Car Chat with Al feature on Hometown Radio. It's being brought to you by JDR Seeds, and they're our sponsor for the season on this Classic Car Chat. We have another car we're going to focus in on this week, and that is a 1972 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, and that is owned by Howard Omdahl, and he's with us in the studio today also. Howard, and welcome to our program.
Thank you, Al. Thanks for inviting me.
So, 1972 Cutlass Supreme. And this one is a convertible also, right?
Yes, it is.
So tell us how you acquired a 1972 Cutlass Supreme convertible. And that, and of course, the Oldsmobile, that's a nameplate that's gone, unfortunately.
Yes,
it is. Not built anymore.
Well, I traded in a 1967 Olds Cutlass convertible and brand new, traded that in for this 72 Cutlass convertible. And my wife and I, we bought it after we got married in 71.
Okay, so you've had this car since it's...
Brand new.
Yeah, so you're the original owner of that car.
Yes.
Fantastic. Hung on to it all these years. Did you ever have thoughts that maybe after it was 5 or 6 years old or something, you're trading for a new model or something like that? Have you ever done that? And really thankful now that you didn't, probably.
Not really, Al, because I was a convertible nut. I guess the first convertible I had was a 61 Dodge Phoenix convertible. I upgraded that. When I got the 72, I had it in mind that I didn't want to get rid of that car. I did buy another convertible. I bought a 75 Pontiac Granville, baby blue and white interior. I had some fun with that. So I had two convertibles at one time. They were my daily drivers. My wife drove one and I drove one. And I just have had a passion for convertibles.
They are a lot of fun, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
I've never owned a convertible. I've ridden in convertibles. I've driven convertibles. Had friends that have them. Got to take them for a drive. But I've never actually owned one myself.
You need to get one.
It's on my list of things that I want, okay? It's on my Christmas wish list, okay? Yes, I'd love to have a convertible. So let's talk about this
72
Cutlass Supreme convertible.
Well, it's got the 354 barrel on it. Back when I had some restoration done on it, I believe that's probably been 8-10 years ago, we had a frame-off restoration done by Joe Lucas down in Eagle Grove. He does a fantastic job. He went through the engine and put a cam in it, so it has a little bit of that noise you like to hear.
Mm-hmm, yeah, when you're driving it through the parade route, it kind of
rumbles a little bit.
Yep, it's got that sound you want, yeah.
So we had it there, and it's just a fun car to have, and blessed that my wife has allowed it, and she loves it too.
Yeah, so you have fun together in this car. I mean, yeah. it's like a family vehicle, yeah. where you go
been
for cruises and just have fun with it.
Been in a number of parades. Back when the kids were in school, I was probably in a lot of homecoming parades and even a few afterwards.
Right. Now and yours has, we were talking before we went on the air, it's red, but you have the white stripes on the hood.
The white stripes on the hood.
Which was an option, I think, in that time period, probably.
It was an option, but this was an add-on for us when we did it. Of course, the original color was that gold back there in the early 70s that was popular.
Okay, so it came as a gold car, and so you made it red in the restoration process.
Yes. It had a tan interior, and now it's all white interior. Again, it's all leather, white bucket seats. Got a Hurst automatic shifter in it, which are relatively rare.
Yeah, what Olds engine does it have then?
The 350.
It's got the 350 Olds, okay.
Yeah, it's a good car.
Black top or white top?
Got a white top
on it. It's got a white top, because I thought when you said white interior, I suddenly thought, yeah, it's got to be a white top, because it would just make sense.
It goes together.
So that is, it sounds like quite the awesome car, and so we'll be seeing that one probably this summer around too again. Have you got it out yet for the season? Or
haven't got it out yet. We can't keep it parked in a friend of mine's garage. It's kind enough to let me store it in there.
We'll be seeing Howard and his wife in that 1972 Olds Cutlass Supreme convertible. We know Howard has been involved in the Shriners organization for many, many years, so we'll put a plug in for the cruises that they're doing here. There's one coming up here real soon.
Yes, we got one here in May. We're in May now. I think it's the 26th.
And that's an evening, and they originate from the Chrome Corners,
Chrome
correct?
Corner, and we invite everybody to come. We'll go to Bancroft and eat. And then we'll kind of leave at our own pace and come back at our own time. But we'll all cruise up there together. We'll kind of stay off of 169 and go to the back roads up to Bancroft.
Sounds like a very, very fun evening. And the proceeds of the cruise, like the registration fees and that type of thing, all proceeds go to the Shriners.
Every dime goes to the Shrine Kids Hospitals, promotes that and helps the kids, and a very worthy cause that the Shriners have adopted the kids' hospitals, I believe, in 1922, if I might be wrong on that, but awfully close to that time. So we've been in Shriners' hospitals for a long time.
Well, Howard, thank you so much for taking time out to share with us details on your car. Again, 1972 Olds Cutlass Supreme, a red convertible, red, and this one's got the white trim, and it's an awesome, awesome car and a fun car. Howard, thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you, and we invite you to go along with us sometime, Al.
You bet. I will have to take part in that. You bet. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Classic Car Show with Al is being brought to you by JDR Seeds. We will have another update to next Thursday on Hometown Radio on our race shows.